now. We did one and two a few weeks ago. Now we do Shir 3. We do today Chazara, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, Mr. Hashem, the Bechinas on Thursday. So I wanted you to see Heyam and Beis. So let's begin. What is the sheet of Shmuel, Lekabi Adayim, Shena Mochichos, according to Maskanas HaGemara? Okay. Shmuel basically says, if a man says to a woman, and he gives her money, he says, Harei HaMekudeshes, without saying Li. He didn't say the word Li. So that's what's called Yadayim. Yadayim is like a handle of a frying pan. You say a language that's unclear. Yadayim Shena Mochichos. Since it's not clear, is that good or not? So, according to the Maskanas of Gemara, basically, the simplest reading of Gemara is that Shmuel holds, you getting it down, Simi? Let's get it down. Shmuel holds Yadayim Shena Mochichos, Lo Havi Nadayim, that it's not a good language. Okay? And therefore, the Gemara says that we have to assume the case as you said, Li. If you say Hari HaMekudeshes without saying Li, it's going to be bad. Because it's a Yadayim Shena Mochichos. The language is unclear. You don't know who the Chassan is. Therefore, the Gemara said, Hakam Ayaskinin, that he said Li. But Shmuel's personal opinion is Yadayim Shena Mochichos, Lo Havi Nadayim. It's not a good language until it's crystal clear 100%. That's the way, the simplest reading Gemara with Rashi. However, Tosos has a different Maskana, and I want you to get it. Tosos holds that Shmuel holds Yadayim Shena Mochichos, really, Tosos on the bottom holds, is really Yadayim. Tosos holds Yadayim Shena Mochichos is really Yadayim. The only reason why Kiddushin and Nazar is bad is because it's not even a Yad. It doesn't even make it as being an incomplete Lashon. If you say Hari HaMekudeshes Li, if you say Hari HaMekudeshes without saying Li, or you say Aha, and there's no Nazar walking by, then we don't know what on earth you're talking about. We do not know with what's flying. So according to Tosos, please get it. The Maskanas of Gemara is what, Simi? That Shmuel Yadayim Shen Melchichos is what? Is Havi Nadayim Tosos. Right, but Tosos says Lo Havi Nadayim, and these two cases are not even a Yadayim. These two cases are not even a Yadayim, okay? These two cases are not even considered to be a Yadayim. So that's, please get it. Simplest reading Gemara with Rashi is Shmuel Hol Yadayim Shen Melchichos Lo Havi Nadayim. Okay? And therefore you have to make an akip that in our cases you said Li. However, Tosos learns Shmuel it's Yadayim. And the case of Kedushin Nazar is not even a Yadayim case. Because we don't even know what, it's not even clear at all what he's referring to. So that's number one. Number two, let's go. Why are the languages of Hareini Ishech, Vahareini Bailech, Vahareini Arusech, nothing? Ein kan beis mechash. It's not a good Kedushin tone, you don't have to be chayshish for it. It's a nothing. Ein kan beis mechash, it's not good. So the Gemara is Masber on Vav Menaf. You know why? Because in order to marry a woman, you must take her. Ki yikach ish isha. But if you present it as if I am the husband of her, I am your betrothed, or I am what? I am your husband, that's bad. Because it says ki yikach, lo shi yikach es atzmon lo. It's not that you take yourself to her. You have to take her. And those lashonos convey the fact that he is being taken to her. That's a problem. Ki yikach means you have to take her. So those three lashonos, the Gemara says, beferish, advav, and manaf are bad. And similarly, by gittin, you have to send her away from you. If you send yourself away from her, then it's not good. Okay, that answers two. Three, what does Tosas Dirmaskal Ha say on Dafayim at base? Tosas Dirmaskal Ha, Halav, okay, it's really Halav, can add that in. Tosas asks the following kasha. According to the simplest reading of the Gemara in Rashi, we said that Shmuel held what? Yadayim Shena Mochichas is what? Yadayim Shena Mochichas is Lo Havi Nadayim. Okay? It's okay. Shmuel holds Yadayim Shena Mochichas is Lo Havi Nadayim. Yes? However, Kedushin is what? Kedushin is considered to be, that's why Kedushin is bad if you don't say the word Li. What's Tosas ask? Tosas, what are you talking about? Let Shmuel hold Yadayim. It is good. And therefore what? And therefore, aha, is like what? Is completely nothing. Because aha might mean a tainus as opposed to Naziris. So Tosfos Lamaisa, this is the first Tosfos. The Tosfos I quoted earlier was the Tosfos on the bottom of the Yomim. But this Tosfos is challenging the Gemara and Rashi's Pshat. The Gemara and Rashi's Pshat is that Shmuel held what? Lo Havi Nadayim. Yes? And therefore what? And therefore, Halach Lamaisa, if you don't say Li, it's not good. Tosfos says, Fakir, why can't Shmuel hold Havi Nadayim? And a ha is a zero. Because a ha can be just as much as a tainus as a nazar. That's Tosis Kasha and Dibra Masko ha laf. So what does Tosis answer? Tosis answer says a ha is a yad. Why is a ha a yad? Why is a ha a yad?
Why is it a yad?
Yes. Because it means Naziris more than Tainus. Because Tosis says if you had breakfast, Halach Lamais, you can't start a Tainus in the middle of the day. Whereas Naziris, you can start in the middle of the day. So therefore, Aha means Naziris much more than Tainus. Aha means Naziris much more than Tainus. And since it means Naziris much more than Tainus, Halach Lamais, it is considered to be a Yad, and therefore, according to Tosfos, Yadayim Shein Mechichas is lo having what? Lo having Yadayim. That's Tosfos Shita. Okay? So we pointed out from there, here Ezra, give to Ezra, thank you, Yonah. We pointed out from here a tremendous Chiddush. What's a tremendous Chiddush? The tremendous Chiddush is that from Tosfos, you see when it comes to Hilchos Tainis, the following Chiddush. Okay? Tosfos holds that you could start a Tainus in midday as long as you didn't have breakfast. That's what we said, we were Madaik from Tosis. Please get it. That if you didn't have breakfast, you could start a Tainus in midday. And we said, don't you need a Kabbalah from the Mincha beforehand? Remember we said that Besalevi asked you need a Kabbalah from Mincha beforehand? The Mincha before the Tainus starts? So Tosis holds like the Ramban, no. That you can start a Tainus Shos in the middle of the day. The Rush argues, and the Ramban says not acceptable. But we said that's what you see from the Tosis. Please get it. No. We said that again. We said that Tosis asked the Kasha, right? Yeah. We'll repeat number three. What did Tosis ask? Tosis asked is that why does the Gemara assume Yadayim Shinu Michichs Lo Havin Yadayim? Tosis asks, you can assume what? You can assume maybe he holds what Havin Yadayim, but this is not even a Yad because Aha means what? Nothing. Aha can mean a Tainus as much as Naziris. That was Tosis Kasha. Okay, Yaakov, what's Tosis' answer? No, Yadayim Shinu Mechichas is lo having Yadayim, and the word Aha is a Yad, because Aha means more than Naziris than Tainus. Why does Aha mean more than Naziris than Tainus? Because Aha means you can become a Nazir midday. You can't fast in the middle of, start a fast in the middle of the day if you ate breakfast, Tosis says. So therefore you see that Tosis holds, Yadayim Shinu Mechichas is lo having Yadayim, Halacha L'maaseh, and it is a Yad. The word aha means a yad. Why is it a yad? Because aha means more naziris than what? Than tainus. So we were medayik from here, Pinchas. Smash from Tosis that if you don't eat breakfast, you could start a tainus in midday. The Beis Halevi says that's against the din. Don't you have to mekabel the mincha day beforehand that there's a tainus? So we said no. The Ramban argues and says no. The Ramban says you can mekabel a tainus in the middle of the day if it's a tainus b'shols. The Ramban says you can, and Tosis holds like the Ramban. The Rush says you can in 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether you can start a Tainus in the midday from 12 to 5. In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis Sif Yud. It's 2 days. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay, we got that clear? So at the end of the day, this Tosis holds Yadayim Shinu Mechichas. Lo Havin Yadayim, and Aha is a Yad. Because it's closer to be a Nazir than a Tainus. Fine, that's three. Four. What are the other Terutzim Rishonim to this Kasha? So why is Aha... Let's get it down, Daniel. Why does Aha mean more Nazir than Tainus? Number one, we said from the Rashba, the Raiva, the guy's holding the hair. He's holding his hair.
Who says this?
This is what the Rashba says, B'shem the Raiva. He's holding his hair when he says Aha. You don't hold your hair if you're referring to a fast. If you're referring to a Naziris, you hold your hair. Because a Nazir can't eat his hair, can't cut his hair. That's one Teretz, we said. What's another Teretz? The Rashba says, B'shem the Rabbah, what does Aha mean? A toar. What does toar mean? It means the status of a person. A human being can be a nazir. A human being can't become a fast. You're in a state of fasting. You don't become a fast. A human being can be a nazir. And the word aha is a toar. Toar is like a gerund, a verbal noun. So the state of being a nazir is possible. You can't be in the state of, I'm a fast. What do you mean you're a fast? It means nothing. That was the Rashba said, Befer, Shem the Ramban. Okay? Those are the two to other two roots I want you to get, Lamaisa, in the Rishonim, Halacha Lamaisa. There is a third teretz I want you to get, and that's the Ramban B'Shem, the Ritva. The Gemara did not say, we're talking about a case of Yadayim Shein Mechichas, like he was talking about Naziris beforehand. And then he said, after Kedei Dibur Aha. So that's what they want to say. That's more Mashma, Halacha Lamaisa. The Gemara says, we're not talking about a case that, you know, it was he was talking beforehand Naziris. And then he said, Baha. So the fact that the Raya Gemara is the fact Gemara did not establish Shmuel talking about that, where Lamaisi was talking before. So it must be that Aha means more to be Naziris. It implies more Naziris Aha. He doesn't say it straight out, but the truth of the matter is that that seems to imply more Naziris, the fact that the Gemara did not say, oh, he was talking about Naziris before. Must be the word Aha implies Naziris more than Tainus. But the Ikar is, I want you to get those first two Terutzim. Okay? Either he's holding the hair, or he's what? Or he is the notion of a verbal noun. There's a status of being a Nazir. There's no status of fasting. Okay. Third Terutz, you don't have, you know, you can, no, I want you to know, but I won't put that on the Bechina Lamaisa. That the fact that the Gemara didn't establish that it was Iske Naziris, he was talking about Iske Naziris, and then he saw Aha. But the fact the Gemara didn't say that implies Aha must mean Naziris. Okay. It's kind of like a negative riot. Okay, that's four. Five. What's the Machlokes Rambam Ravid regarding Hilchos Tainus? Please get it. And how is Tosus Mashmi holds like the Rambam and the Ramban? We said Beferus. The Rambam is an amazing Shita. Please get it. The Rambam says if you ate breakfast, even if you ate breakfast, you could start a Tainus from 12 to 5. That's a new opinion. And the Ravid says it's ridiculous. He says if you ate, you can't Makabal a Tainus. So which Shita does Tosus hold like? Like who? No, like the Ravid. That if you ate, you can't Makabal a Tainus. So it comes out that Tainus is Beferish like the Ravid. Okay, five. That's five. Six. What does Tosus Dirmasko Hacha say? The bottom Tosus. So the bottom Tosus has the following. The standard reading of our Gemara is that Shmuel holds what? Yadayim Shenu Mechichos? Lo Havin Yadayim. He points out a Gemara in the Dorm that says Shmuel holds Havin Yadayim. Steer in Shmuel. And don't tell me that Shmuel personally holds like who? Rebbe Yehuda. That Lo Havin Yadayim. Because why? Because the Gemara says, why did Shmuel stand on his head to establish the Mishnah like who? Like Rebbe Yehuda. So obviously he doesn't hold like Rebbe Yehuda. He holds like the Rabbanan. Who hold what? Havin Yadayim. So we're back to the Steer in Shmuel. Our Gemara says Lo Havin Yadayim. The Gemara in the Dorm says Havin Yadayim. Steer in Shmuel. And don't give me the answer that Shmuel holds like the Tana Reb Yehuda, because he doesn't. Because the Gemara goes out of his way and says, why does he have to stand on his head to establish the Mishnah like Reb Yehuda? Which implies what? That he personally holds like the Rabbanan, which holds Yavin and Dayim. So in the Dharam Adam, he holds Havin and Dayim. In Kiddushin, holds Lo Havin and Dayim. Steer in Shmuel. That's Tosus Kasha. Not only that, he points out another Gemara in Gittin that proves that he holds Havin and Dayim. Because when a guy writes a get, he doesn't have to say from me. He doesn't have to say Minoy. Because he holds like the Rabbanan who hold what? Havin Yadayim. So you have two Gemaras. Naziris, you have Nadarim and Gittin that say Havin Yadayim, David. You have two Gemaras that said Havin Yadayim against our Gemara that says Lo Havin Yadayim. Mamish is Steer and Shmuel. That's Tosus Kasha. So what is Tosus' answer? He says a beautiful answer. You know what he says? He says like this. He says Shmuel holds what? Havin Yadayim. The Gemara in the Dharam and Gittin is the Ikra Gemara. Our Gemara is the exception because our Gemara is not even a what? It's not even a Yad. Our Gemara, if you can, how many, if you don't say Li, then she could be married to every guy in the earth. No? How do you know who it is? It's not even a Yad. In Gittin, you know it's a Yad. Why? Because who can divorce a woman? Who's the only man on the earth can divorce a woman? The husband. But by Kedusha, she can get married to any man. Many men.
Isn't the guy right there?
What'd you say?
Isn't the guy right there?
Yeah, but he doesn't say the word Li, though.
Doesn't matter, he's right there.
Doesn't make a difference. No, maybe he's a shliach, we said. Maybe he's a shliach. Come a Kaddish woman shliach. Doesn't make a difference, Lamaisa. He says, I am a Kedushas. If he didn't say Li, we don't assume Li. We don't. Because it's very possible that what? That she be married to another guy. Maybe he's a shliach, Allah Lamaisa. Could be. We you don't know. That's the thing that's ambiguous. So it's Lo Havin Yadayim. That's goofing the answer. We don't assume. No, we assume Lo Havin Yadayim. Halacha L'maisa. So therefore, please get that. I want you to get it. Our Gemara, the two Gemaras in the Darim and getting out of the Iker, we hold the Havin Yadayim. Our Gemara and Nazir are not even Yad at all. What's our Gemara? Like Simi said, where a guy says Amri Kadesh without saying Li. And what's the case in Nazir? Where a guy says Aha and the Nazir's not passing by. It's not even a yad, it's a zero. Okay, that's number what? Number six.
Hey, but if you say in the case where he's pointing with the guy with the hair, so you know the comment the guy with the measure. So, too, if you're pointing to a guy, like,
That's not the case. He didn't point to anybody. He didn't point to any of it. The case in Nazar, he said, aha, no one passes by.
Would it mean that if he pointed at somebody, then...
No, 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 he has to say a Dibur. He has to say a specific Dibur. Okay, that's six. Okay, Lamaisa, seven. What was the steer in Taisusim, and what are the two Terusim in the Kasha? This Tosus on the bottom was also the Tosus beforehand. Why? Because the Tosus beforehand said, when you say aha, it's a yad to Naziris. Because aha means more of a nazar than tainis. That's against the maskana of the next Tosos, which said beferish that it's not even a yad if the nazar is not passing by. So it's a stira. Mamash a stira. Between the two Tososim. Okay? One Tosos said beferish, the previous Tosos said that if the nazar is not passing by, it's not even a yad when he says aha. Whereas this first Tosos said it's a yad. The second Tosos said on the bottom, top of Vav Manav, the end of the Tosis says, if the Nazar is not passing by, it's a zero. It's not even a yad. So it's a steering Tosis. How can you have a steering Tosis? So we said two answers. Number one, it's dependent on the Girsa. Our Tosfos is going like the Girsa that it's not even a yad. And the previous Tosis is going like the Girsa, it's called a yad. Okay, that's a good way to solve it. Depends on the Girsa, and you had two Girsa in the Gemara Nazar.
Wait,
fine.
This Tosos, the second one is...
Second one is according to the Girsa that it's not a yad. And the first one's going according to the gear said that the guy is a yad. Then we had a second teretz from Elad. Elad said a beautiful teretz, okay? The teretz was that maybe the second Tosfos, Allah Lamaisa, holds like the Rambam. That maybe if you ate breakfast, aha still might mean a tainus. Because according to the Rambam, you can start a tainus. That means the second Tosfos holds like the Rambam, so aha is not even a yad. Because it could be a tainus just as much as Naziris. It's a very sharp answer. Very sharp. Whereas according to the first Tosos is going against the Rambam, holding like the Ravid, that aha means what? If you ate breakfast, aha probably means more Naziris than Tainus, because you can't start Tainus in the middle of the day if you had breakfast. So that's the second way we wanted to solve it. It was a very, very sharp answer that Elad gave. Okay, that's seven. Eight. What are the six Lashonos that work regarding Kedushin? Very easy. Besides for Hari Atman Kodeshus Li, of course that works. What are the six other Lashonos? Number one, Hare At Ishti. Number two, Hare At Arusasi. You're by betrothed. Number three, Hare At Kenuyali. You're acquired to me. Number four, Hare At Shali. You are mine. Hare At Prishusi. You are in my domain. And number six, Hare At Sakukali. You are locked into me. Please get those Lashonos. Those are the six Lashonos on the top of Omanoff that work, besides for Atriat Mekadeshus Li. Fine, straight up Gomorrah that one is. Eight.
Three,
what'd you say?
Number three is
Hariat Shali. You are mine. No, I'm sorry, Knuyali, you're acquired to me. Correct. That's number three. Okay, number nine. That's eight. Number nine, what's the Machlokas Ram in the Torah regarding Amir Begerishin? We said this Gemara is very fascinating because on Ham and Bez it said V'chein Amar Begitin. Yes? It said V'chein Begerishin. What do you say V'chein Begerishin? The Gemara is saying black on white that there's a requirement of Amira Begerishin, not just by Kedushin. Is that institution D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan? The Torah says it's D'Oraisa and the Rambam says it's Min D'Rabbanan. Please get it. Fundamental Machloikis. The Torah says it's D'Oraisa. If a guy gives a get without saying a word, it's Pasul Min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, if a guy gives a get and doesn't say anything, the get is Pasul Min D'Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, it's kosher. Okay? But Min D'Rabbanan, it's a problem. The only time Allah L'maisa, okay, this is the Shittas Rambam. Okay? If he gives her a get, he doesn't say anything, Harizeh get Pasul. So please get that machloikis Rambam in what? Rambam in Tur.
Is it the Rambam or the...
Rambam, Maimonides. We always stress the word when you say it. Rambam, Ramban, yeah. Right? That's how you remember. Rambam was 1135 to 1204. The Ramban was 9 years old when the Rambam died. Okay? You do the math. Okay, 10. That's number 9. 10. What is the suffix of the 10 Lashonos? And which Lashon of the 10 did the Gemara say is good? Eza Lashon Pashat. Pashat means answered. It's good. Okay? Please get it. There are 9 Lashonos that are left open. Number 1, Miuchedisli. Miuedisli. Ezrasi. Negdosi, Atsurosi, Salosi, Skurosi, Tachtai, Tfusosi. All nine of those are open question. What is the question? The question is as follows. Please get it. Are you these are references to Psukim that you are married? That she it's referencing marriage. Every one of these nine Lashonos have Psukim that back it up that seem to imply that what? That it's referencing marriage. Or no, maybe it's just referencing work. That you should what? You should just go to work, Lamaisa. He's just miskaven that you should go to work for him, and Lamaisa, he would like her to work, Halach Lamaisa, very much hard for him. But it's not referring to a marriage. So those are the nine Lashonos. There's a reference in the Pasuk. The one that was problematic that we said was Tfusasi. Because Tfusasi, there is no real Pasuk except for a woman that was raped. Tfusasi. Okay, the Rishash says there's no Lashon in Tfusasi in the Pasuk. The Riazakin says it is V'hi lo nipasa. She was not raped. So we said that Tfusasi is referring to Bia, not Kedushin, but at least it's referring to at least something that potentially could be marital. Okay? Which one was good? Lekuchasi. Why is Lekuchasi good? Ki kachi shisha. That's chlor. The only one the Gemara said for sure was good was Lekuchasi. Because it says, ki kachi shisha. Behold, you are my taken. You got it, Simi? Get that down. Lekuchasi is the only one that's good. The other nine are suffix. And the one we had a problem with was Tfusasi. Because Rosh Hashanah says there's no pasuk. Tosfos Riazakot says there is. If a woman was mazana willingly, the Rosh Hashanah is referring to Bia, not Kedushin. Okay, but it's still referring to what? Lamaisa Bia that potentially could be Kedushin. Okay, then it's just 10. 11. What do we say in the din Atsurasi? What do we say about the Lashon Atsurasi? Please get it. So we said that Atsurasi, Rashi said, is also Lashon that she's gathered with me to the house. That's what it's Atsurasi. She should be stopped up. Should be able to be, should be gathered up to me to the house. That's what Atsurasi means. Okay? She should be gathered up to me to the house. So therefore it's a Lashon of what? A Lashon of Kedushin. Fits in very nicely, Atsurasi. Then Rashi quotes Rebbeim, who quoted a Pasuk in Shmuel, which is referring to Achimelech, who was the Kohen Gadol. Do you remember the story when they were, David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, and they went to Nov? Yes? And they were starving to death. So Achimelech said, I'll give you some food. What food? The Lechem Aponim. You remember that? But he said, I can only give you food if you guys are tar. If you've had beer with women, you're a Baal Keri, and you can't eat kachim. So he said to him, that's why the Rebbeim say it means Isha Atsurulanu. So Atsur is referring to beer. So that's Rashi's Rebbeim. Rashi's Cholik on his Rebbeim. He says, Fakir, Atsur meant in that pasuk, are you stopped up? Did you not have beer? It's the opposite. Doesn't mean beer. It means they did you not have beer? So he says, how can Atsura mean what the Rebbeim say? So he asks on his Rebbeim. And David HaMelech said, no problem. They didn't have beer with any women recently, and therefore he can have the lechem upon him. So Atsura means not having beer. So he asks Akash on his Rebbeim. So how do we save the Rebbeim? So Tosos said in the second Tosos, in the name of the Re, he saved the Rebbeim. How did he save the Rebbeim? What did it mean? And then to say that, no, they had beer a few days ago, but they went to mikveh, and now they can have lechem upon him. So Atsura does mean beer, but it didn't mean beer, it meant beer a few days ago, and they've gone to mikveh, now they're ready. So that's how we saved what? The Re saved the Rebbeim Arashi. Please get it. Very, very fascinating discussion we looked at in the Tanakh, and that's what the Lashon means, Atsurasi. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Kim Isha Atsurulanu, right? See, Rashi didn't really quote a pasuk for Atsurasi. He just said, gather up in the house. You notice that? Rashi himself didn't quote a pasuk. The Rebbeim quoted the pasuk, and he asked on it. Rashi just said, I guess he's translating the word Atsurasi. I think it's the only one in the Lashonis that he didn't quote a pasuk from Navi, from Tanakh. No? It's interesting. No? In all the Shilas, Rashi by Atsurasi did not quote a pasuk as Rebbeim did. It just means gather up in the house. Okay? Very good. Then answers number what? Number 11. Let's go, guys. 12. What's the din of Hariyaku Harufasi? Hariyaku for us. That's kind of like a 12th one, right? It's a 12th one, right? Okay. Actually, it's the 11th one, right? We had 10, one of them is for sure good, Lukasi, 9 are open as a question, and the 11th one is Harech Rufasi. Let's go. What does it mean, Harech Rufasi? So, what do we say, what is the din of Harech Rufasi? So, the din is, Yaakov, the Maskanas of Gemara, it's only good in the province of Yehuda. Because in Yehuda they call a Harufa, an Arusa, a Harufa. The word Arusas means betrothed, Tony. So it's the same thing as Harufa. So the Maskanas of Gemara is that it's only good in the province of Yehuda. Yehuda was, you know, Judea. Judea and Samaria, right? Yehuda v'Shomron. We have no problem calling it that. We don't need to call it the West Bank. We call Yehuda Judah Samaria. That's what we call it, Alpidin. Okay? And there's no problem with the construction of the settlements. There is no problem with it. Lamaisa, we support it, right? We support it strongly. Yes? That's the chizuk. You do this wrong. You guys know what I'm referring to. Okay? What were you saying, Ezra?
Why is the...
Avi Yarden is different. Different. Avi Yarden is by the Jordan. Okay?
That's when we were on the Jordanian side. We called it like the
West. Yeah, yeah, that's correct. Yudavishom. Okay, I know, but we call like to call Yudavishom Rom. Okay, let's get it. Okay? Not to get in the political realm. Let's go. Harach Rufasi. Okay, you ready? Let's go. Harach Rufasi. What is Harufasi? So again, the Maskana Sukumar is only good in Yehuda. What about throughout the whole world? It's bad. Throughout the whole world, it's bad. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Harach Rufasi is bad. It is not considered to be a Lashon Harufa. So the Gemara is definitive. Only Nehud is it good because they call Harufa, they call a Harufa a, they call it Rusa Harufa. Okay. That answers number what? Number 12. 13. What is the difficulty based on the din of Batla Dayat Etzel Kol Adam? Please get this. There is a principle, Tony, called Batla Dayat Etzel Kol Adam. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei says if a man, if there's a city named Utsal, they were experts in carry baskets on their heads. They used to go back and forth with Shishyach and Shisharab on Shabbos. What's the din? Is that carrying? Yes. No. Oh, putter. No. Because no one else carries that way. It's considered to be Shloka Derech.
What?
But L'dayt Zel Tzikol Adam. So you're a putter. So based on that, says the Toises Riazak and Shitun Lolan Almi, who cares then in Yehuda they call her a Harufa and a Rusa? Everywhere in the planet Earth they don't. So we should say But L'dayt Zel Tzikol Adam should be bad even in Yehuda. That's the kasha. Please get it. Butla died since a kolam. Should not even be good in Yehuda. It's a bomb kasha. That's number 13.
How does that make sense?
What do you mean, how does that make sense?
You, if anything, it's opposite. You said.
No, in the province, no. It means the minority of people, Yehuda, Yaakov, always go based on the majority. So even though there's a minority of people that carry that way, and that's a derech for them, I don't care. They're still potter from carrying on Shabbos because to everyone else in the world, that's shloka derech. So who cares then in Yehuda they call it what? Who cares in Yehuda that they call a Harufa and a Rusa? Even in Yehuda it should be bad.
No,
it just means that the minority is subject to the majority. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, in Shabbos they're putter from caring, and here it should also be bad as well. The Kiddushin should be bad. That's the principle. But L'dayt Zetz Kolodim. Yes, Yosef.
When we say putter, we mean like still Asr
Derabanan. Yeah, putter of Asr, Asim in the Rabbanan Adam. Pater of Asr. Whenever you say Pater in Shabbos, Pater of Asr. That's number 13. It's not a Nisidi Raisa. That's 13. 14. Give 3 Terutz into that Kasha. Let's get it. Number 1. The only time you say Butler Dots is Kolam when it's a weak minority. Weak. Like 5-7%. If it's a strong minority, you don't say it. What's the Raya? The Taz. The halachic institution called Istanis. There's a halachic institution called Istanis. Someone sitting Shiva can take a shower nowadays, says Rav Hankin, Zatzal. Because we're all instances nowadays. 9 days, you can take a shower. Istanis. Why don't you say Batla Dayat Zel Kol Adam? Because it's a strong minority. A lot of people are instances. It's like 40%, let's say. It's a strong minority. The only time you say Batla Dayat Zel Kol Adam when it's a weak minority. That's one answer. Number two. That was the answer that Shitun Lo Nodal Me. Number two. They have a pasuk. It says Necharefis. It's not so crazy to call what? To call an Arusa, Harufa. There's a pusik that seems to say it.
What's pusik?
Ish necharefis l'ish. So since there's a pusik in Yehuda, at least it'll be good. And number three, the Tos Riazakin's answer. That when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, we look at objective principles. And what's the objective principle? Melechus machshavas asotayr. You have to follow the norm. And it's not the norm to carry something on your head. even though these guys know how to do it. Maleches machsheves asur Torah. There are objective rules and principles. In Hilchos Kedushin, you look at subjectivity. And if you're living in a country, if you're living in a country where the province where Harufa means Kedusha, let it be good. Okay? Because when it comes to Kedusha, you look at subjectivity. We said that's against the Bir Halacha. Please get that. Amazing Bir Halacha, that if you're in China, and no one in China, let's say, speaks a word of English, and you and the girl are the only people in the country who know how to speak English, and you say Hariyama Kodeshli in English, yes? We said in China, according to the Bir Halacha, it's bad. In China, it's bad. Because it's not a defined dibor, because no one speaks English in China, and therefore the kedusha will not be chal. Amazing. That's mamish against this Tosfos Ri HaZaken. Tosfos Ri HaZaken clearly says you look at what? Subjectivity. Subjectivity, as long as they understand it, it's fine. Now, if the Edim don't understand it, halacha l'maisa, that's an issue. If the Edim don't understand it, that's an issue, halacha l'maisa. We said that that might be a problem according to Tosfos Ri HaZaken. That if the Edim don't understand it. Let's say the Edim did understand, and let's say the Chosan Akal understand, but you live in China, I don't care, it's still good. The Bir Halacha says it's not good, because objectively, you need objective dibor. And in China, English is not a dibor. You got me, Yaakov? That's the din. Yes. What'd you say?
Sorry,
he was first. Toysri in the bottom here of Avam and Aleph. Yes, Tovi.
What was the second answer?
Second answer is that there's a pusik that supports that Necherefes means Arusa. It says Necherefes L'ish, by a Chetzi Shifcha. So therefore, in what Yehuda doing, what they're doing Yehuda is not nuts. There's a pasuk that supports them. So at least in Yehuda, it's good.
Where is that B'chaz Chaim
says? Simen Samach Beis in Uchos Kriyashma, in the Bir Halacha, through Maskel Yochel. Okay. Then answers what? Then answers number 14, 15. Let's go. What's the Shita Sarambam Lagabe Charupasi? And what was the Koshi on the Rambam? Let's get it. Ram is an amazing sheet to sim you with me. Let's go. You writing down? You writing down the answers? 15. What's 15? Sheet to Sarama. If you say Harufasi, it's good all over the globe. All over the planet Earth, if you say Harufasi, it's good. What's the Koshi on the Rambam? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara said it's only good by what? By Yehuda. Rama can't argue against the Gemara. Ravina Ravashi Sofara. Right? Babitsiya Pehemanaf. That closed the chapter in Histi. In history, the Vilna Gaon says. The Ramah says no one can be cholik on the Gemara. Rambam says in the Yad HaZakah, all you need is a Tanakh and my Rambam. Because I codify all the dinim and shas. He was a tzaddik, wasn't a Balgaiva. He's not cholik on the Gemara. That's 15. 16, let's go. Number 16, what'd you say? We don't have an answer yet. 15 was just what the kash is. We're going to get 16 is the answer. 16. What's the definition of a Shivka Harufa? And with this, as Yaakov said, how does this answer the Kash and the Rambam? Let's get it. We had a fundamental machlok Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. What is the definition of Shivka Harufa? You say it every morning in Ezel Makoman. At least we should all say it, right? Ezel Makoman. What is an Ashram Shivka Harufa? So according to Rabbi Kiva, it runs as follows. Let's get it. You have a woman, non-Jewish woman, who's a Shiksa. She's bought off the slave market by two men. She goes to mikvah. She's chayev. She's a half Jewish now. She's called a shifcha kananis. She's chayev mitzvah like a Jewish woman, but she's owned by two men. Follow this: one of the two men frees her; the other man retains ownership with her. The one who retained ownership marries her off to a third man, so the third man becomes her cousin, who's an Eved Ivri. A fourth man is mezana with her. The fourth man that's mezana with her is chayav a korban asham. The woman is chayav malchus. It's the one exception when there's a rias, there's a split punishment. The man, the fourth man, brings a korban asham. The woman is chayav malchus. But what do you see from Rabbi Kiva Shita? That there's a possibility that there can be what? Kiddushin on her free side, and she's mureses to the third man. So you see, charufa can mean what? Can mean Kiddushin. And the Rambam Paskins like who? Rabbi Akiva. The Havamin of our Gemara was Rabbi Akiva. The Maskana of our Gemara was Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi and Taisa say. What is Rabbi Shmuel Shita? What is a Shifcha Charuf according to Rabbi Shmuel? Plain and simple. A regular Shifcha Kananis. Done. Full-fledged Shifcha Kananis. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's half and half. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, you have a track of Kiddushin that can be done. Corner of Shmuel means nothing like that at all. So the Havamina was that we thought Harufa was good where? Everywhere in the world. Because why? We held like Rabbi Kiva. The Maskana that we said it's only good in Yehuda, because in Yehuda they call it Harufa Kedusha. But everywhere else it's bad, was holding like who? Reb Yishmael. But since the Rama Paskins like who? Rabbi Akiva. Halacha Mechavei Rav, Mechavei Rav. We hold like Rabbi Akiva. What's the din? What's the din, Halacha Lamaisa? Since we hold like Rabbi Akiva comes out, the Rambam paskins that anytime you see Haruf anywhere in the world, it's good. So don't tell me the Rambam's against the Gemara. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Shmuel, which was the Havamina. But Rabbi Akiva's sheet remains strong, steadfast and strong. So with that, we answer the Kasha, Yaakov. You got it? 16. Yes, Daniel, you have Kasha? It's good. 16, 17. Let's go. What's the machlokus in the Gemara getting Pakeo Gamre? And how's it connected with the din of Shikha Harufa? Let's get it. So the Gemara is an amazing case. You have a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Baschorin. Yes, same case. The man who owns her marries her off to a third man. Yes? Then she gets freed by that guy. She gets freed by the master. You got me? Then she marries a different guy, Shimon. What's the din? Pake means what? The first Kedushin explodes, and she's married to the second guy, Shimon. Gamre means when she gets freed, what's the din? The first Kedushin develops, and it's totally good, and the second Kedushin is not even what? The second Kedushin is not even chal. Please get it down. Again, the case is the following. Chetzi shivcha chatzi baschairin that was married off to a third man. Then she got freed. Then she got freed. And then she was married off to what? To Shimon. You got this down, Daniel? So what's the din? What does pake mean? Pake means the fact that she's freed, the first condition explodes, and she's married to who? To the second guy, Shimon. That's what pake means. Pake means the first Kedushin explodes, and the Kedushin goes to who? To the second man. What does Gamre mean? The second that she's freed, the first Kedushin develops into a full-blown Kedushin, and therefore disallows her to be married to the second man, because a woman can only be married to one man. Tony, you got me? Those are the two approaches, Pake and Gamre. You got it? Pake and Gamre. How is that connected with what? How is that connected with the Shivcha Harufa? How is that connected with the Shivcha Harufa? It's connected in the following vein. Because if you hold Pake, all it was a weak Kedushin. It was called Kedushin Asham. If she would be Mezana with another man, the man would not be Chayiv Misa, like a classical Eishes Ish. He would only be Chayiv Korban Asham, correct? So therefore, since it was a weak Kedushin, once she's freed, it explodes. So Pake holds Kedushin Asham. What does Gamre hold? That it was a Kedushin Gemurim, with the one exception that what? That he's not Chayiv Misa, so the guy would be Mezana with her. But it was a Kedushin Gemurim. Once she's freed, it expands to be a full-blown, flourished, blossoming Kedushin, which disallows the second one to be Chal. This is the beer of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, the great Rosh Yeshiva. Tremendous. Okay, we got it? That's the Chiddush. Yaakov Klor, please get it, okay? It's a beautiful Hesber. Want me to say it one more time? One more time, what does Pake mean? That the Kedushi Asham go up in smoke once she's freed. Because it was a weak Kedushi Asham. Once she's freed, it goes up in smoke. And she becomes married to the second guy. When she gets married to him. If you hold what? If you hold Gamre, then what does Gamre mean? That it was strong Kedushin. There was just an exception, you're not Chayiv Misa. There was just an exception in Yonachai Misa if she was Mizana, and therefore when she's freed, what's the din? It completes, it develops to a full-blown Kedushin, and the second one is not Chal.
Is there still a problem that she's still married to two guys at the same time?
What'd you say?
Is there still a problem that she technically is married to two guys?
No, she's not. She's not married to two guys at the same time. She's either the first one or the second one.
She technically did have Kedushin.
I understand, but we decide which one it is.
But it wasn't really proper.
But she's not considered to be married to both men. That's the din.
Does it have to be a certain type of get or something?
No. It depends which one you're married to.
So it just explodes randomly out of
that way. Correct. That is correct. The question is, who's she married to? Now, please get this. The Rashba comes in and says the following. This is on this question. Please get it. The Rashba disagrees with Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis said the Havamin was according to who? Rebbe Kiva said Chetzi Chetzi. And the Maskana was according to who? Rebbe Shmuel that said there's no Kiddush and Tofsin. Yes? Because the regular Shiv Kananis. The Rashba says no, Yosef. Both Manda Omrim hold. They were talking Chetzi Chetzi. Both the Havamin and the Maskana is according to Rebbe Kiva. But the Makshin held it was Kiddush and Gmurim. The Tartson, the Maskana held it was only Kiddush Asham. That was the Rashba's Knech. Different than Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Taisus said the Havamin was according to who? For Havamin was Rebbe Kiva, Maskana was Rebbe Shmuel. Rashba says they're both going according to Rebbe Kiva, but the first day holds like the day that Makshin holds that it's Kiddush Gmurim. And the second day holds, no, that it's what? That it's only Kiddush Asham. And it would be Pake if he'd be freed and another guy would marry it. Okay, that answers number what? Then answer 17. 18. What's the machlokus you shown him how to be mazbe the Gemara legabe the Lashonos? Please get it. The Gemara goes on to say, what are we talking about? If they're not talking about Iske Gitim and Kedushin, then how does she know these are referring to Kedushin? So the Gemara says we must be talking about Kedushin beforehand. So then it's enough. You don't have to say anything. So what's the maskanas of Gemara? The maskanas of Gemara is the following. Please get it. That he's using the following Lashonos. Okay, which Lashonos? So Rashi says, the 9 Lashonos that were left as a doubt, yes? The 9 Lashonos that are left are a doubt, what's the case? He was talking to her about Iske Gittin V'Kiddushin beforehand. And he used one of these 9 Lashonos, and the Gemara still says, we don't know what the din is. Is he referring to Kiddushin or is he referring to work? Okay? So at the end of the day, the Sufik and the Gemara is referring to the ones that are the 9 that are undoubted. So is it? And he was talking to her about Kedushin beforehand. Is it referring to Kedushin or is it referring to what going to work for me? That's according to Rashi. However, the Rashba quotes a Rashi that we don't have in our Gemara. The Rashba must have a different Gerson Rashi. That states as follows, that it's referring to also the good Lashonos. It's referring to the good Lashonos as well, Adam. Kanuya is a kukuli. Even if you say the good Lashonos, and you were talking about Kedushin beforehand, we're not sure whether it's good or not. It's unbelievable, no? That's an unbelievable sheet that we said. That even if it's a Vadai Kedushin, but it's only a Vadai Kedushin if what? If he was talking about what? If he was talking about Lamaisa matters of Kedushin. But if he wasn't talking about matters of Kedushin, Lamaisa, we want to know, Allah Lamaisa, is that good or not? In fact, the Rashba quotes the Baal Iter saying that. If you're Makadosh Lishna Ma'alya, even though you weren't talking about it beforehand, Allah Lamaisa, it's definitely good. Please get it. The Rashba quotes the Baal Iter that states as follows. That if you're Makadosh with a good Lashon, it's always good, even if what? Even if you weren't speaking about matters of Kedushin. Only the Lashonos from Mesapik do you need Medabri Ma'iske get to the Kedushin. So what emerges here? Please get it, guys. What do you say? What is the Machlok Yishonim in the Gemara? You got to know this. When it said that we're not sure these Lashonos are good, is it talking about what? Is it talking about the Vadai Lashonos? And it has to be propped by Medaber Imam Iskidvik and Kedushin, Halacha L'maisa. Because if not, then we say Manu Yada. That's a new Gerson Rashi that the Rashba had. However, the prevalent opinion is that we're talking about Lashonos that we're Mistopic about. We're talking about Lashonos that we're Mistopic about. And the din is that what? We're talking about Lashonos we're Mistopic about, and you're talking about getting the Kedushin beforehand. That's the simple Suffolk in the Gemara. Okay? You were talking about matters of Kedushin, but you used a Lashon that was a Suffolk. Most Rishonim say, the Rash B'Shem, the Baal Iter, the Ritva, that if you say a good Lashon, it's good even if you're not talking about it beforehand. Doesn't make a difference. The only thing that requires Medabri must get to the Kedushin is what? Is the Lashonos that we're Mistopic about. That's what it's saying. In a Hanami. You said it with these Lashonos. And he gave it to her. Hachamayaskin, the Yavlov, Amra, Hani Lishni. Okay? You got me? According to Maskanas Gemara, we're not talking about Gittin v'Kiddushin. What does it say? Li'olam, Yemidabra, and if you gave it to her quietly, it's for sure good. Here we're talking about you gave it to her and you said these weird Lashonos. What do these weird Lashonos mean? It's coming with a backdrop of talking about Kiddushin. But they're weird Lashonos. Is it still good or not? That's the standard way of learning it. There is a possibility to learn talking about even the Lashonos that work as well, which is an amazing thing, halacha l'maisa. Because somehow, if you're not talking about Kiddushin before, even though the Lashonos are good, they might think it's not applying to them. You know? Maybe you're just shooting the breeze. Okay? So please get those two mahalchim. Very important. Number 18. 19. Let's go. What do we say, Legabi, the Duke in Shitas Rashi, that Rashi says, V'chein mahanach lishna begerishin. Amazing, we said. What does Rashi mean? It didn't say anything about Lashonas of Gerishin here, did it? No. Where did the Lashonas of Gerishin appear? On Hamid Beis. They didn't appear on Vav and Aleph. So what's Rashi talking about, we said? So we said the following. Please get it. Either it's referring to putting in a negative word, Yaakov. All these Lashonas that we said, you know, Hariat Miyu Yossi, just say Iat Miyu Dossi. Just say it in the negative. Ain at miu chedesli. Just add the word ain. That's what Rashi was referring to. It's not rocket science. Either Lashonos or Gerishin don't appear. Make it up. Just put the word ain in. That's what the Rashash said. And also the Machna. Second answer we had from the Mitz Basin. What was the Mitz Basin? There's a Gemara getting Daf Samachem and Beis that says what? What does the Gemara getting Daf Samachem and Beis say? You use the Lashon what? Hotziah or Zavuha. There are Lashonos, the Gemara's not sure whether it's a good Lashon or divorce. Hotziah or Azavuha. Or Azavuha. Are those Lashonos good or not? So that's what Rashi is referring to, number two. And then we had a third shot, Rebbe Lazar Meir Hurwitz, who said that the Gemara is referring to Lashonos of Gerishin when there's no Suffolk. There's a Chiddush though. So the Gemara says, how does he know it's referring to Gerishin? It's not just talking about the Lashonos of Mesupakim. The Lashonos that are good. And what are the Lashonos that are good by Gerishin? Einat Ishti. Einat Ishti. Those Lashonos are definitive as being Lashonos of what? Of Gerishin. Einat Ishti. So Rabbi Elazar Meir Hurwitz said that Rashi was referring to the Lashonos that are even good, Yaakov. Even the Lashonos that are good, Lamaisa, you have to have a backdrop of that he was talking about wanting to divorce her. They cannot work on their own. Unless you're talking about a Lashon. Because the bottom line is, guys, we stated this. These are Lashonos, even though they're good, they're not Hariyam HaKadoshes Flea. They're not Hariyam HaKadoshes Flea. They're other languages. Even the ones that are Beferish good, there's still something they're Mechudish about them. So they very might well need the backdrop. So let's chazer over that. The first answer was the Rashash that said what? Just put the word Einata in by the Lashonos Mesupakos. Mitz Basis says it's referring to the Gittin Samachem Beis, it's referring to what? Hotziah Zavua? And the Rav Lazar Meir Hurwitz talking about Lashonos that are even good. That you need a backdrop of what? Of talking about divorcing her. Okay. That answers number what? Number 19, 20. Let's go, guys. What's the machlokes Riaz and Shulta Giburim like Abi Amir B'Kiddushin? Oh, amazing. Let's say the following. Simple case. Let's say the guy goes up to the woman with Kesef and he says the following. He says, Hare ze l'kudusheich. This money is for marriage. He doesn't say Ariat Mekudeshesli. He says, this money is for marriage. Hare ze l'kudusheich. What do you say to that? So the Shulta Giburim quotes the Riaz and says that it's bad. It's not good. Because you must be Mekadesher through Kesef with the Dibor. And he just said, you have to say Hariat Mekudesh is Li. The Dibor has to Mekadesh with the Kesef. You just say this is Hariat, Harizel, Kudushaych, this is your Kedushin. What do you mean this is your Kedushin? So the Shulta Giburim says, no, it's good enough. As long as Megaladas, that he did a Lashem Kedushin, Gilui Das is enough. Alone. Good. It's like a Sukkot Mosu Indian. And the Shulta Giburim says, no, you need a formality. You need Hariat Mekudesh is Li to make Oskim Mosu Indian is good also. But this is, what do you mean, Harizel Kedushaych? What do you mean? This is your Kedushin. What do you mean? This is your Kedushin. How do you know Hariat Mekudesh is Li b'tabatzu? You need to be specific with this ring.
Who said which?
The Riaz says it's bad. Shulta Giburim says, the Riaz, and then he himself argues. It was on Daf Hamad Af, the Daf in Oskimel. We saw it inside. And the Shulta Giburim argued and said it's good enough. Okay, that's 20, guys. 21. What is the sheet of the Mordechai by Sukkot Mosuinim? Let's get it, Simi. What is a Sukkot Mosuinim? What does a Mordechai say? Sukkot Mosuinim doesn't have to just mean you're talking about it with her, the marriage. Could be talking about it to other guys, but in front of her. Stunning Chiddush of the Mordechai. You're talking about with other guys in front of her. Okay? That's the Chiddush of the Mordechai by Sukkot Mosuinim. You're talking about with other guys in front of her. Okay? And the Vilna Gaon, the Mordechai was a Simon Tophai in Zion. The Ramah quotes this as Simon Chav Zion Sefalov. And the Vilna Gaon had a raya. What was the raya? Unbelievable. What did the Gemara ask? Hokamayaskinan? Elema, Bamayaskin, Elema Shinamadabal, Yiski, Gitiv Kedushin. Yes? Let's say we're talking about, he's not talking about what? He hasn't been talking about marriage, but no yada. How's she going to know? What do you mean, how's she going to know? I'll give you the case. He's been telling other guys in front of her. Why didn't the Gemara give that case? Must be that what? It must be that what? That when you tell other guys in front of her, that's included in what? Medabri ma iski get in the Kedushin. It's a very sharp raya of the Vilna Gaon. That the Mordechai is right. Okay, so please get that. That when you say medabri ma iski get in the Kedushin, it means you're talking to other guys about marrying her in front of her. I'm not talking to her directly. That's still considered to be medabri ma iski get in the Kedushin. How do I know? Because Gemara says, if it's not talking about iski get in the Kedushin, how's she going to know? What do you mean, how's she going to know? I'll give you the case. He's telling other guys in front of her. So obviously the Gemara didn't touch that because Gemara felt that's subsumed under the category of what? Iski Gittim Kedush. Okay, that's 21. 22. Give four birim the Machlok Jebiru Rabbi Yaisi. What's the Machlok Jebiru Rabbi Yaisi? Machlokes is the following. Tony. What's the Machlokes? Let's say a man is talking to a woman about matters of marriage and he doesn't elucidate Hari Abba Kadesh Asli. Rabbi Yaisi says, Dayo, it's enough. Dayo. He's talking about matters of marriage with her. He tells her he loves her and things of that, and he slips her the ring. Is that good enough? Rabbi Yossi says, yes, Dayo, it's enough.
What's that case? What does that mean?
He's talking about matters of marriage with her. Medabra, like, iske gittivi kedusha. Mishtin maishasheni. Right, Svi?
But it doesn't say right initially.
He doesn't say it. He slips her the ring right afterwards. So Rabbi Yossi says, Dayo, it's enough. What does Rabbi Yuda say? What does Rabbi Yuda say? No, it's not enough. What must you do? You must sarik lafarish. Okay? We're on number 22, Daniel. Rabbi Yossi says, Dayo, if you're doing iske gittivi kedushin, you don't have to say a lashon hara b'kedushin. Rabbi Yuda says, you must. What are four birim in the machlokes? Number one. Please get it. Rabbi Yuda holds you need a formal amira. Rabbi Yossi says you do not. Plain and simple. Please get it. Rabbi Yuda says you need a formal amira. Rabbi Yossi says you don't. That's one way of learning. Number two, everyone holds you need an amira. Question is, a sukkah mosuinin, does that fulfill an amira? That's a different way of saying it, Tony. Everyone says you require an amira. The question is whether a sukkah mosuinin fulfills that. Sukkah mosuinin. Everyone requires an amira. Question is a sukkah mosuinin, if you're already talking about it, is that called an amira? That's number two. Number three, everyone holds Al Pidin, you don't need a mirror. The question is Umdunamuchach enough? And Umdunamuchach is enough. The machlok is a sukin mosuinit and Umdunamuchach. Let's get number three again. Everyone holds you do not need an amira. Umdunamuchach is enough. Umdunamuchach means it's a slam dunk evaluation. That we know they mean a marriage. Is a sukin mosuinit enough to fulfill the mandate of Umdunamuchach? Maybe they were just talking about marriage in general. How do you know they're talking about themselves? That's a machlokes. Rabbi Yossi says yes, it's themselves. Rabbi Yuda says no. And that's number three. And lastly, number four, the bottom line is, must the woman, Lamaisa, understand that it's Kavanah L'Kedushin or not? Must she understand or not? Ha'imei she'mevina o she'ene mevina she'kavanas l'kacha. Okay? Does she understand or does she not understand? She's got to understand, no doubt, guys. Question is, does she understand this or not? That since they were talking about marriage, that this is for her to get married. Rabbi Yossi says she does understand. It's kind of like a machlekes mitzias, the fourth way, which we always don't like to say. So we said, how do we lumdicize it from our Rebbe? Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, our Rebbe. How did he always say to get out of a machlekes mitzias? The Gemara has two opinions whether oxen are tame or not. So he said, go ask a zoologist whether oxen are tame. How can you have two opinions in the Gemara? So what did Rabbi Aaron say, Yaakov, very important. When you go ask a zoologist, you know what he'll tell you? He'll tell you that 50% of the oxen are tame in the world. Is that enough to deem them all tame, or do you need 51%? So you lum the size of results in the lab. Machlok Reb Yochum and Nuri in the Chum, does rice ferment? Does rice become chametz on Pesach? Go to the lab. You go to the lab, it'll be a machlokes how to interpret the results. You understand what I'm saying? That's the same thing here. If he's talking about marriage right before and then he slips of the ring, is that considered to be what? Is that considered to be, oh, she understood that it was Kedushin, or it's not enough? It has to be crystal clear to her. Of course she's got to understand, but do we call this enough of understanding? So you ask the marriage therapist, okay, I don't know, whatever, the dating coaches, whoever you want to ask, okay? Is it enough to assume that when they're schmoozing about marriage, he slips her ring, did she know that it's herself for Kedushin or not? Please get that. That's four ways to say it. That's 22. Let's go, guys. 23. What is the kavanah of the word teku? Well, where did teku come up? Simi, you with me? Where did teku come up? These lashonos, the 10, did he mean kedusha or did he mean work? Following the backdrop of iske getting the kedusha. Or it might even mean lashonos at work. Might even refer to lashonos at work. Okay? Let's get it. Daniel, you got me? So Gemara leaves this teku. Shitu Mugupetz and Ksuba says that teku is an acronym for the following. Tishbi, referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. Yud Yitaretz, will answer. Kuf Kushios, Kashas. Vav V'Abayis, V'Ibayos. Ibayos are Shilas Alach Lamais. They say from the Brisker Rav that he did not like this translation or this acronym. Because who says Eliyahu HaNavi will answer the Kashas? Kashas are in Lomdis. Ibayas are Shilas Alach Lamais. The buck stops with Eliyahu HaNavi with what? Halacha. But in Lomdis, how do you know Ramosha's Terutzim might even be better? The Rav's Terutzim might even be better than Eliyahu HaNavi. In Lomdis, in Shir Klali. In Halacha, the buck stops with him. You know, the buck stops with Harry S. Truman, the president, who helped Medina Yisrael. You know, he sat and cried. Do you know the chief rabbi, Rav Herzog, the first chief rabbi of Medina Yisrael, came to the Oval Office, sat down next to him, and he said, your mother gave birth to you to help Medina Yisrael be established. That's what he said to him. And when he left Rav Herzog's Zitzal, he cried for 10 minutes, they say. He was so moved, President Truman. For 10 minutes he cried. So there's a famous thing he used to put on his desk. The buck stops here. Right? That's what I get Harry Truman. But really, in Halacha, the buck stops with Eliyahu HaNavi. But in Kashas and Lomdas, who says? That's why the Brisker Rav did not like this acronym, and therefore he translated Teku as being what? Question floats up. Teku means it floats up. I don't know the answer. That's all it means. It's not referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. So please get that shit in Gomez Brisker Rav. That's 22. That was 23. Okay. It's an unbelievable story, that story. Okay. All right, 24. Let's begin. What are the two ways to learn the Suffolk and the Gemara, and what's the Nafka Mina? Please get it. Two ways are as follows. We said it was a teku. The question is this a objective Suffolk, halachic, or is it more mitzias Suffolk? What do I mean to say? Let's get it. Number one is it the kavana of the Mekadesh to Kedushin or Malacha? That's more of a mitzias Suffolk. Or is the Suffolk in Lashon? Is this Lashon a good Lashon or not? Al pi halacha. And the nafkamina is as follows. Please get this. If it is a question of mitzias, bless you, Daniel. If it's a question of mitzias, then you could apply the concept called what? A chazaka. What is a chazaka? What is a chazaka? Presumptive status, which what? She would be considered to be single. But if it is a halachic question, whether this Lashon is good or not, to fulfill the mandate, Yaakov, of Lashon Kedushin, that's a Sveikah D'dinah. What's a Sveikah D'dinah, Tony? How we paskin. And in that case, it's much harder to say a chazaka. Because a chazaka is a presumptive status, but doesn't answer your question of Sveikah D'dinah. And therefore, the Ran seems to say it's a Suffolk in Lashon, along with the Chazon Ish. Halacha Maisu is the Ri HaZakein, seems to say it's a Suffolk in Kavanah Samakadosh. So you have the Rashban, the Ran, It's referring to a halachic suffix, and you have the Tazri Hazakin, it's a suffix mitzvah, what the kavan is. And then afkamina is, can you go basar chazaka? Okay? Because most posts can say Sveik Yeridina, you can't go basar chazaka. Because of Sveik Yeridina is you don't know how to paskin. Presumptive status is not going to help you how to paskin. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's halacha, then what?
If it's halacha, then you can't go back on the chazaka. We'll have to require a get out suffix. Well said, Ed. Glad he asked me that. Whereas if you hold what? If you hold the suffix mitzias, you could just go shtel on the chazaka. Shtel means what? Go on the chazaka, and therefore you don't need a get. Okay, that answers number 24. 25, guys, let's go. Let's work, okay? I want you guys tonight to work. If you have questions, you can call me tonight. Please call me, okay? Be easy, Bechini. Let's go. Ben's working. He's trying. He was up all night in the red eye, but he comes to shear, he's working, Seder, Lamaisa. He's keeping up. He's not sleeping at all, Adam. Okay, it's not the same as sleeping in a bed, Adam. Simi, come on. 25. Let's go. I'm trying to say this, you should look up and model yourself after what Ben's doing, rather than affecting kashas on him, okay? 25. What are the two mahalchim? How you learn the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? Who's Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi Yudah Hanasi. What did Rebbe say? And what did Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon say? Towards the bottom of the Amud, Kitanai. Rebbe said, Asukun Mosuinian. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said, Afal Pishin Asukun Mosuinian. What does that mean? So we had two approaches. The first shot in the Rashba was that the machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is the same machlokes as Rabbi Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Rabbi holds a sukkah bosunin like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi's Rabbi Nakadosh like Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Different Tana. Also a holy Tana. All the Tana are holy and Amorim. So Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi. They're mamish in consonance with another. Lishitoso, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. That me'inu l'inyan works. Me'inu l'inyan. Okay, me'inu l'inyan works. That's what me'inu l'inyan is. Meaning you're talking about the property bringing into the marriage, and therefore you kind of like diverge Yona to different types of matters of kedusha, not the kedusha itself, but parnasa, how much you're going to bring in, you know, what's your budget going to be. So we said that's even enough as well. So again, Rabbi Yossi with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Nachkadosh. That was the first shot. Then comes along the second shot of the Rashma, says no. Please get it. He quotes a Bala Itter, and he says as follows. He says that if they start talking about other matters, forget about it. The Halach is like Rabbi, ain't a Mekudeshes. That's clear. Me'inyan le'inyan does not work. Me'inyan le'inyan does not work al pidin. Okay? Me'inyan le'inyan does not work. So what is Kitanai going on? Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi says Dayo. So what does Dayo mean? What does Dayo mean? That Asukun Mosuinin is enough? Or even Me'inyan le'inyan is enough? That's the Shiloh. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, for sure you need what? Dibur Mamish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is no Shiloh. None of this is good. That's a completely different way of reading the Gemara. How do we paskin? The Machaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, we require Asukin Mosuinin. Me'inyan le'inyan does not work. Then the Ramah quotes Yesharman that it works. So we'd be machmer to require a get in such a case, Adam. Okay? So Allah Lamaisa, the Machaber holds, you need Asukin Mosuinin, me'inyan le'inyan does not work. Ramah says, Yesharman that it works. Okay, that answers number what? 25. 26. Let's go. How does Rashi Masbir Shlo Yelo Osik Imohen? And what does Rashi ask on him? How do we answer Rashi? The Gemara has the following lashon in the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Says, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, anyone who does not know anything about Kiddush and Kedushin, you should have nothing to do with them. What does it mean, nothing to do with them? They should not be your Masada Kedushin. You have to ask a Talma Chacham to be Masada Kedushin. Okay?
Rashi?
This is Rashi's take on the Gemara, correct. You have to be able to be a what? If you should not ask someone who doesn't know anything to Masada Kedushin or Masada Get. If they don't know it, then don't involve yourselves with them. So Rosh says, I find this very difficult. You should never go to a Rav and ask him a Shaila if he doesn't know anything in any topic, no? Why all of a sudden you go crazy about getting the Kedushin? That's a Rosh's kasha on Rashi. It's a bomb kasha. So we said Rashi was bothered by this and gave the answer. Because by getting Kiddushin, it's much worse. Me'uvas lo yuchol liskon. Something crooked you cannot fix. V'chisaron lo yuchol limonos. A mamzer cannot be fixed. And that's why Allah l'mazir. A guy asks you a shiloh whether a piece of meat's kosher or not. You could run him down before he eats it. You said it was good, now you say it's bad. You say it was bad, now you say it's good. Once you got declared a guy a mamzer, what do you mean declared a guy a mamzer? The guy doesn't know anything. He says, oh, they weren't married. Meanwhile, they were married. She thinks what? She wasn't married. She goes out and gets married to a second guy. The kids are her mom's Aaron. No, look what this guy could cause.
You can hunt the guy down just to hunt the meat for the meat.
What'd you say?
According to that, you're saying you can hunt the guy down for meat. So for you, you can hunt the guy down before she remarries.
Right, but what's the difference? You could even do tshuva for that. Mom's status never changes. The tshuva won't get rid of that. If the guy ate the meat, you could do tshuva.
You just have to wait if they...
I understand, but even if you didn't catch him before he ate, he could do tshuva. This can't be, tshuva's not going to help. The guy's a mamzer. Now, we did state at the end of the Masechta, what does Reb Tarfon say? That the next generation you can retire. Take a mamzer, have him marry who? A shifcha kananis, a woman who shiks who went to mikveh to be a shifcha kananis. Then they have a kid. Then you mashachar that kid, he's no longer a mamzer. But you can't ever mashachar the father. That's the problem. That's why Rashi said, I'm worried about this. Ramoshi, we said, had a tshuva, where he said you could hold like, you'd have the woman when she goes to mikveh the shiksa, that she wants to be a shivcha knanis. Other poskim argue, Ramoshi says, we don't have slavery nowadays. Ramoshi says that dina machus dina only affects mamonis, not isser. Ramoshi says, I'm right. No, in America, Lamais. In America, Lamais. Dina machus dina only affects mamonis, not isserim. So Ramoshi says, you're right, slavery is awesome. But that's only by dina mamonis. By isserim, no, we can do the shifter. Okay. But no, we said he can't match the guy. The guy's a mamzer. So that's why it's such a terrible thing. Where else does the Gemara say about that pasuk? A crooked thing you can't remedy. It's a pasuk in Koheles. Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachas. If a guy, God forbid, doesn't daven chakras or mincha or meirav on purpose, he cannot have a tashlumen. Tashlumen is only if he did a bishogeg, right? Okay, weiter. That answers number 26. 27. How does Rabbeinu Azriel? How does a Rav of Israel masber the Gemara? Who's Rav Azriel? Who's Rav Azriel? It's in Tysus, on Vav and Aleph. The next to last Tysus. What does Rav Azriel say? This Gemara has nothing to do with Dayanim or Masada Kedusha. Has nothing to do at all. Has to do with you guys. Of how you act with girls in camps and things. You don't give bottle caps to the girls and say, Hari Amakudash is leading a play. And try to make it seem like you're mirroring her. It's flippant behavior with girls. Where you give her things and you say, Hari Amakudash is leading. It's a terrible thing. And therefore it has nothing to do with Dayanim at all. Okay? It has to do with how people act with girls and that they're careful not to make out. That's why we say when you get engaged, you shouldn't do it in front of Adam if you're going to give her a ring. Because people might think it's Kedushin. It's not Kedushin. So you don't do that, Lamaisa. In fact, we said, Lamaisa, there's a situation, remember we said about, if we get to it, Chazar HaBasiv Linus. Okay. That answers number one. Remember we said about giving her gifts? Giving her gifts also might very well be that what? Imply that you were married to her. Remember we had that? Remember we had that? And we had that in Sugya and Vav and Beis. Really?
Yeah.
He got engaged?
Not on purpose. He gave her a sandwich from a store and said, hurry up.
Oh, no.
Where is this?
So they're in collusion, no?
They said it was Hefker Beis and Hefker.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a chiddush to me. How did the Rabbanim do that?
We
don't have that nowadays. We don't have a collective base.
I think that's what I was told. It was Hefker Beis.
Really? Interesting. Okay, were there Adim? Maybe there were no Adim there. Maybe there were no Adim. Were there Adim? There were Adim, there's not a problem. Okay, let's go. That's 20 what? 27. Let's go, guys. 28. Let's go. We got to finish up. What's 28? Number 28. Let's go. What does Tosis add on to the Pshat of Rabbeinu Israel? You remember? Again, flippant behavior. He said sometimes you makadish with the Amira or Nesina. How are you ever makadish with just Amira alone? Rav Steinman Shlita pointed out. Adam, Chashev, right?
Yeah.
How can you ever makadish with Amira alone? Where she gave you something, you're an Adam Chashev. And what's the case of Nesina? What's the case of Nesina? Where it's just Nesina without an Amira? where it's a case where you're talking about iske gittim kiddush, where you didn't do an amira. So that's how Rosh Taiman was masbrit. So please, that's number one nakuda. What's number two nakuda? This is the first nakuda in Tosus, we said. The people flip in behavior, they make with amira alone or nesina alone. Amira alone meant adam chashev. Nesina alone meant iske gittim kiddush, you don't do an amira. That's the first nakuda. Number two, Tosus made a bomb kasha. He says, what are you worried about? Kedushin, I understand. But what are you worried about by Gerushin? Say the guy slips a get to his wife. And they think it's not a get. They think they were just joking. But in reality, it was a get. So what's so bad? They'll stay married. So they'll stay married. Allah lamaisa. What's so bad about that? So what do we say on that? What's bad about it is what? Is okay, you're not. It's not HCC, but it's a lav. It's a pnuya. You're ball of pnuya out of wedlock. It's not as bad, though. So that's what Tosfos was bothered by.
Could it be an honest issue if the husband dies and no kids, so she'll think that she has to marry?
Oh, we were discussing that in Shirin and Seder, Yona. What happens if what? He dies without kids, she falls to Yibam, but it was a divorce. That turns out to be HCC. That's also a problem. Well said, Yona. Well said. It's not just Lamaisa. So what does Tosa solve it? Tosa solves it by Yonah or by saying the guy's a Kohen. If he's a Kohen, then he's living with his wife who's a Grusha. Kohen can't be with a Grusha. Remember I said that's why a Kohen, what's a special get a Kohen gives to his wife? It's called a get Mekusher. They fold it up three times because the Kohen were hot-tempered. And once they divorce the wife, they can't remarry her because a Kohen can't marry a Grusha. She's Yisrael Levi. They can just remarry her, as long as she didn't marry another guy. So that's why they would fold it up three times to give him time to pacify. Calm down. Calm down, Lomais. Because when a Kohen gives a get to the wife, he can never remarry her. That's the case here. He's going to be sitting having beer with her. Number one, she's single. Okay, it's not as bad. But she's a Grusha, and he's a Kohen. And number two, what Jonas said as well, even though I don't think Tosus meant that, but that's not as prevalent a case. But Yoni, you're saying excellent. Let's say the husband dies, and Lamaisi dies without any kids. She falls to Yibam's brother. Meanwhile, he divorced her. If the brother lives there, it's Eshesach. Eshesach is only mutter is a form of Yibum, right? So that's another concern of Tisus. So that's another concern that Rabbi Israel says could very well be a problem, not just by Kedushin, but by Gerushin as well. But however, please get this. He said that he didn't like the lashon of lahen. What do you mean he didn't like the lashon of lahen? What does imahen mean? Person can only give a get to what? To his wife. So please get that. Lo ye lo sik iman only fits with Rashi better. You shouldn't be involved with such dayanim. According to Ben Israel, what does it mean lahen? A guy can only give a get to, you know, one woman. So lahen is very difficult. Plus the fact it says what? The Gemara says later on, what's worse? Eishes Yish is worse than the Dura Mabel. According to Rabbeinu Israel, what's the problem? Why is it worse than the Dora Mabu? According to Rabbeinu Israel, what's the problem going to be? Right? What's that kasha from Dora Mabu? Remember? What's the kasha from Dora Mabu that he asks? Very strong kasha. Beautiful kasha. He asks on Rabbeinu Israel. He says what? The Dora Mabu is not as bad because when people engage in Gilead Arias, the fish even get killed. By Dora Mabel, the fish did not get killed. And what exactly happens here? Was it worse? The Gemara says that Dora Mabel is Prutzim Eishesish. According to Rabbi Israel, what's going to happen? She thinks she's divorced. She thinks she's divorced, and what happens? She doesn't know she's divorced. There's no Chashazim Eishesish. The worst thing in the world will be an alav. The worst thing in the world will be a lav. That a Kohen lives with a Grusha. Unless you say Yonah's case. Which is you know, not so often that's going to happen. The Gemara says that it's a terrible situation. The chashash of Yisrael by the Dora Mabel, it's worse than the Dora Mabel if someone doesn't know Gittim Kiddushin. What's so bad by Rabbeinu Israel? What's so bad about it? So what is Tosfos' answer? Please get this. Tosfos has a beautiful answer to save Rabbeinu Israel. What's the answer? The answer is like this. Please get it. The answer is she extended her hand to accept Kedushin from another guy after the divorce. So what does she think? She thinks the second Kedushin is bogus. Because she thinks what? She thinks she's still married to who? To the first guy. But in reality she was what? In reality she was divorced. She's really married to the second guy, and by continuing to live with the first guy, she's mezaneh shezish, because she's really married to who? To the second guy. That's the calamity that takes place, according to Rabbeinu Israel. You got it down? I'll say it again. What is the calamity that's going to take place, according to Rabbeinu Israel? What is the calamity that's going to take place? She's going to accept Kedusha from another man. She'll think it's bogus. It doesn't work. Why not? Because she thinks she's still married to the first guy. When in reality, she was divorced from the first guy. And she's really what? Married to who? The second guy. If she resumes living with the first guy, it's that's according to Rabbeinu Israel. So that's what's going to be terrible. Halakha l'mashe. That's what Tosha adds on. Please get those nekudas. 28. What are the three nekudas we said? Number one is what? What's the chash of Gerish? Right? Number one is the Amir and the Nesina. Correct. Number two is what's the chash by Gerishin. So he said either a Kohen or Yonah's case. What's number three? The Lush of Yemayan doesn't go well with Rabbeinu Israel, and also the Dora Mabel. And what, included number three, what's the last answer? This case, that she accept the condition from someone else. So it might be terrible, catastrophic. Okay, that's number 28. 29. What's the din by Harab and Chayrin? Harab and Tershlohanam, the get Ishu Star Shechur. Let's get it. Okay? We'll close with this. Let's go. If a guy says Hariyah Paschorin to his wife, it's a bad divorce. Doesn't mean anything. Cheris by a woman. Not a Lashon HaGerishin. What happens if he says Hariyah Paschorin by Shifcha Kenanis? It's good. She's free. What happens if he says to a Shifcha Hariyah Materis L'cho Adam? It's bad. Because she becomes also the Avonim. She's not mutter to everyone. What happens if he says to his wife? L'maisa Hariyah Materis L'cho Adam. That's good. That is good. Halacha l'maisa. So please get those two lashonos. Okay? Again, the two questions are, what is Hariyah Paschorin? Hariyah Paschorin is bad by Gerushin, good by what? Shtar Shichur. Hariyah Materis L'chol Adam is bad by Shifcha. Hariyah Materis L'chol Adam. That's bad by Shifcha, because she becomes also the Avadim when she goes free. But it is good by what? It is good by, again, Isha. But I want you to get this one Nakuda, please get it. Halacha l'maisa, and we'll discuss this. Number one, why is there no cheres by a woman? Because what does cheres mean?
Free.
It means free, but it means when there's a shibut, yes? By a woman and her husband, there is no they're both of them are meshubah to one another. Cheres is when one's meshubah to the other. It's unilateral. It's not bilateral. So only by an eved, the eved is meshubah to the other. Honor is not meshubah to him. That's why cheres is not applicable by a man and woman. Because they're meshubah to each other. So the word cheres, or goes from Rash Taibish, said this shot. Also, I evidence is gufos kanui, it's not shach ben isha, gufos not kanui. And the second akut is as follows. What's the difficulty, Lamaisa? The Taisa Rosh asked. What does the Taisa Rosh ask on the Tama Rashi? Like, I'll be Adam and Ishach Materis. Because she's mutter everyone who was usher before. Right? That's the difficulty in Rashi. Him can a shivcha, you should see mutter everyone who was usher from before. So the answer was that goes to Tosa Rosh said, Muteris L'chodom is Mashmah, in addition to what was Mirah Muteris until now, your Muter also what was Usher before it. That's only Shach by a woman. By a Shifcha, she's Usher to the Avadim. She's not Muteris to one who was Muteris before. Because now it's the Avadim. We also pointed out, you remember, she's still Usher to the relatives by a get. She's still Usher to his relatives. She's Usher to a Kohen. Remember we said that? So the Sefer Arzu the Rabbanim, it's not HSC, she's mutter the Krovim, remember? Mitzad HSC, she's mutter the Krovim. Also, before the Gerushin, she was also the Kuz Krovim into the Kohen. The Gerushin made a head to the Gabi, the Shar Nashim. The Shichur, she's also the Vadim. Then you had asked that Kasha, remember? You asked the Kasha if the guy was still a what? Remember, you asked the Kasha if the guy was a Kohen, remember? But Lamaisa, that's the din, I want you to know. Hariyamaturis Lachalotim is good for a Gerushin. Bad for Shifcha, Hariyat Paschorin is good for Shifcha, bad for Gerushin. Okay, we'll pick it up at 30 tomorrow. We have early shir tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Guys, try to come for Seder. Please go over the questions tonight. The Mechina.